Dear friends, please turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah in chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55. And verse 6. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. And our subject this morning is the search for God. The search for God. Well, these words are, of course, the words of the prophet Isaiah, inspired by God. All the prophets spoke as inspired by God. So though we say these are the words of Isaiah, really and truly, this is the living word of God. And Isaiah himself, well, he lived around 700 years before the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. 700 years. And yet the prophet Isaiah, he knew so much about the Lord Jesus Christ. He knew even details about his life and about his death. And he had great insight into so many things about the coming Messiah. Even having lived so long before the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, 700 years. And well, people may say, well, how did Isaiah know? How did he know so much about the Lord? Well, it's obvious and it's very clear the Lord has revealed these things to him. God, who lives outside of time, God who lives in eternity, outside of time, and sees everything laid out before him, God has revealed these things to Isaiah, and so Isaiah knows so much. Just to mention a few things, Isaiah, for example, he knows about how the Lord Jesus Christ would be born into this world. In Isaiah chapter 7, he writes, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive." And of course, we all know that's exactly what happened. We all know the account of Mary in Bethlehem. She was a virgin. She had never known a man, and yet she gave birth to the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah knew it. 700 years before his birth, Isaiah knew exactly what would happen. "Behold, a virgin shall conceive." Isaiah knew about the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah knew that when Christ came, well, yes, he would be a man, but he wouldn't just be a man. Yes, he's fully man, but he's fully God also. Isaiah said that his name, his identity, would be Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. That is who Christ is, God with us. In Christ, there are two distinct natures. He's fully man, but he's fully God also. He's the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. But God the Son has come down from heaven and entered into this world, took upon himself a body. He is God with us, God made manifest in the flesh. And Isaiah again, he knew all these things. He didn't have to wait until the New Testament to understand. God has revealed these things. His name would be Emmanuel, God with us. Well, of course, that wasn't his literal name, by the way. His literal name, of course, would be Jesus. And what does Jesus mean? Well, Jesus means God saves. God saves. Jesus is the Greek rendering of the name Joshua or Yeshua in Hebrew. It means God saves. Why was Christ called God saves? Well, because in the Lord Jesus Christ, God would save. God would bring salvation through Jesus, through that name. Salvation is in his name alone. So all these things, and well, we could spend so long looking at all the prophecies of Isaiah, but Isaiah knew so much about the Savior. Isaiah knew so much about the gospel age. He knew, for example, that the gospel, the good news, would go forth into all the nations of the world. The gospel is not just for the Jews. It's for every tribe, tongue, and nation. And we see that even in verse 5 here in chapter 55. "Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel. For he hath glorified thee. Nations that had never known the Lord God will one day come and enjoy the benefits of God and the salvation of God. This really is speaking about the gospel age. So Isaiah has tremendous insight. But let's go down to verse 6, because this will be the focus this morning. Verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Again, words that are so suited to the gospel age, so relevant for us in this place, in this day. Well, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. These are comforting words. These words teach us very obviously that God may be found, that God is near to us. And this is very important to understand. Some people have an idea about God, that God is a distant God. God is a distant God. Some people, yes, they may believe in God. They believe that God created the heavens and the earth. But now he's distant. He's separate from his creation. He doesn't deal with his creation anymore. He lives somewhere else. He dwells someplace far away in heaven. He's not really interested in his creation. He's detached. He's separate. He's aloof. He's elusive from us. Some people think that God, well, he doesn't want anything to do with his creatures or his creation. But these words, they teach us the exact opposite. Seek the Lord while he may be found. He may be found. He's not elusive. Call ye upon him while he is near. He is near. He's not distant. He's not far off. He is near to each and every one of us. And that is so comforting. He's near to every one of us, even in this place. Even if you're not a believer, are there any atheists in this place? Perhaps not. But even if you were an atheist or an unbeliever, well, you might not feel near to God, but God is near to you. God is very near to you. God is near to you in the sense, well, that you're fully known to God. You're fully known to God. Even if you don't believe in him, you are fully known to God. He observes you every day. He sees where you go every day. He sees what you do every day. He knows everything about you. He knows everything that's happened in your life. All your problems, all your issues, all your challenges. He knows all these things. Every minute detail of your life, even in your childhood, even in the womb. Before you were born, God knew you. So in that sense, he's close. He knows more about you than even your closest friend. Think of your closest friend. God knows more about you than your closest friend does. So in that sense, he's very close to you. He's very near to you. You are fully known to God. And he may be found by you. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. You know, the Lord can be found as long as we are living. As long as we are living, God can always be found, always be found. Some people think that they've missed their chance. Some people think that, I used to be interested in the things of God when I was younger. Perhaps I went to Sunday school, perhaps I attended church with my parents, and I used to like being at church, and I used to enjoy the hymns, and I felt quite spiritual. But now, well, at this stage in my life, now I don't really go to church anymore, and I'm quite removed from God, and so many things have happened in my life. I've done this wrong and that wrong, and I've got this regret and that regret. Well, really, I've missed my chance now. If only I'd been saved when I was younger. Then that would have been all right, but now it's too late. I can't really go back to God now. That's wrong. That's wrong. As long as you are living, it's never too late to seek the Lord. He can always be found at any stage of your life. And there are so many examples of this in the scriptures. Well, we think of the dying thief on the cross. Many of you know this account. When the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, there were two criminals crucified alongside him, on either side of him. And one criminal dismissed him, didn't want to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But one criminal did. The dying thief, he did. He knew that he could call upon the name of salvation, call upon the name of his Savior, even in the very dying moments of his life. And that's what he did. Remember what he said to the Lord? Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And the Lord Jesus Christ said to him, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. The dying thief, even in his dying moments, he called upon God while he was near, and he was saved. It's never too late to come back to God. Don't let the devil tempt you into thinking it is. That's the enemy of souls speaking to you. But God speaking to you says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. But mark you, it's never too late as long as you live. As long as you live. Only as long as you live. If you die without ever seeking the Lord, if you die without seeking the Lord, then it's too late. If you die without repentance, without faith, always denying God, always resisting God, then it is too late. So, dear friends, you must come and you must seek the Lord urgently, because we never know how long we have left. How long do you have left? I say this constantly. I hope all of you have very long lives, into your 80s, into your 90s. But I can't guarantee that, and you can't guarantee that. So when you seek the Lord, it must always be urgent. I must know the Lord. I must make sure I'm right with him, because if I die suddenly, tragically, it will be too late. The search for God is always an urgent search. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Today, if necessary, well, it's always necessary, come to the Lord and seek him as soon as you possibly can. Seek the Lord. But what is it to seek the Lord? Well, there is so much we could say about seeking the Lord. I don't want to go through things that I've mentioned recently, but you know, it's possible for somebody to be seeking the Lord and not actually know that they are seeking the Lord. Possible for someone to be seeking the Lord, but they don't really know it or acknowledge it. For example, if you seek true meaning, true purpose in your life, true meaning and purpose in your life, well, what you're actually seeking is the Lord. You say to yourself, oh no, I'm just seeking meaning in my life. But what you're actually seeking is the Lord, because only the Lord can give true meaning. Only the Lord can give true purpose in your life. You don't know what the purpose of your life is. You don't actually know. You can invent a purpose for your life. You can invent a meaning. I used to know someone, well, still do actually, and every month he seemed to have a new purpose in his life, a new pursuit. One month he'd say, I'm going to be an entrepreneur, and he'd spend all his time trying to be an entrepreneur. Then the next month, lo and behold, oh no, I want to be a stand-up comedian, and then he'll try and be a stand-up comedian. And then the next month, oh no, I want to be a newsreader. And he'll try and pursue that. He's inventing purpose in his life because he doesn't know. What is his purpose? He doesn't know. Well, none of us know what our purposes are. We can invent something, but what is your true purpose? Only God knows your true purpose, because God has given you your life. You haven't given you yourself life. God has given you your life. He's the author of your life. Only he knows what your true purpose is. If you don't go to him, you'll always be wandering from one thing to the next thing to the next thing, because you don't know what your purpose is. If you're seeking true purpose, you must go to the Lord. You're actually seeking the Lord. If you're seeking true peace, Are you seeking peace in your life? Who wouldn't want peace in their life? Well, you're seeking the Lord if you're seeking true peace. A Christian has peace in his life. He has total security. Total security in God. Now, I'm not saying that a Christian life is perfect, or rather, I'm not saying that a Christian life is easy, a bed of roses. Sometimes it can be hard, but we know that God is for us. Whenever difficult things come into our lives, He will protect us, He will strengthen us, He will help us to overcome. We don't need to fear anything at all. We have peace. Even at the very end of our lives, when death confronts us, even death, well, we don't need to fear death. We have peace. We have that assurance of eternal life. God has promised us that if we trust in Him, there will be life forevermore. So we don't need to fear anything, not even death. We have perfect peace and security. So if you're looking for peace, what you're actually looking for is God. And dear friends, if you're looking for true religion, you're looking for the God of the Bible. There are so many religions. Which one is true? So many people ask this. So many religions, Pastor. Which one is true? Well, this, of course, is the true religion. Why? How can we say this? Because this religion makes us right with God. It makes us right with God. The other religions, well, yes, they can teach us about God. They can teach us about God, about supernatural things. They can teach us how to be religious. That's what the other religions do. Teach us how to be religious. But what is the point of being religious if your religion will not make you right with God? Will not make you right with God. That's what we want. That's what I want. I don't want to just be religious. I want to be made right with God. I want to be accepted by God. Otherwise, there's no point at all being religious. And this gospel, this good news, it's the only way of being made right with God. The Lord Jesus Christ Himself said this, John chapter 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I am the only way. If there was another way, He would have shown us. He would have told us. But this is the only way of being made right with God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, because only the Lord Jesus Christ has dealt with the problem of sin. Sin. The other religions, well, they're very reluctant, most of them anyway, to talk about sin. But the Christian religion, it deals with the problem of sin. You know, sin, well, I've spoken about how God is near to us, and that's true. But there is something that separates us from God. Sin separates us from God. That's what separates us. And we have all sinned. We've all broken the laws of God. We've all rebelled against God in one way or another. We all have secrets in our hearts, things we're ashamed of, and things that we know offend God. That's our sin. And that separates us from God. It's like God is on this side, we are on this side, and what is between us? Sin. We need somebody to remove our sin, and it's only Christ who can remove our sin. That's why He came. When Christ came into the world, God took that sin and placed it upon Him, upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He took the punishment for it on the cross at Calvary. That's what God did. Removed our sin from us, and Christ suffered and died so that we may be forgiven. So that now there is nothing between us and God. A Christian is reconciled to God, has a relationship with God, knows the love of God. That is the gospel. That is the good news. Because Christ has suffered and died, now there is nothing between God and us. We may know Him, we may know His love, we may know His forgiveness. This is the glorious gospel message, that Christ has died for us. Only when we have faith in Christ can we really draw near to God. Only when we trust in Him and understand that He has died for my sin, then you can truly draw near to God. As a son would draw near to a father, it's only through Christ, only through faith in His name. And this is the gospel message. Do you believe in that message? You must have faith. Faith that Christ has died for you. But now we've just got some time. I just wanted to look at the following verses. We have that verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. But look at verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Return unto the Lord. This really is speaking about repentance. Repentance. Somebody who has faith will always repent, will always turn from their wicked way, will always change their conduct. You always know somebody who has faith, because they change, their behavior changes, the way that they think changes. And this is a picture of repentance. Faith and repentance, they're two sides of the same coin. You can't have one without the other. So when we are saved, we always change. We always turn away from our sin. We forsake our ways. But look, as we come to conclusion, at those beautiful words. It's such a beautiful way of putting it. Let him return unto the Lord. And dear friends, I exhort you once again. Is there anybody here? They've drifted from the Lord, perhaps for many years. Drifted, wandered far from the Lord. Dear friends, God is calling to you today. Return unto him. You know, returning to God, if I can put it this way, is just like returning home. It's just like returning home. Have you ever been away from home for a long time? Perhaps you've been to university. Perhaps you've been traveling somewhere. And yes, you may have had a nice time and so on. But there's always something wonderful about coming home. Coming home. That's where you belong, isn't it? Home. Home is where you belong. That's where you came from. Your home. That's where you are loved. That's where you can truly rest. Your home. Well, that's exactly what it's like to return to God. God really is where you belong. None of us belong in this fallen world of sin and sorrow, wandering from one thing to the next thing to the next thing. That's not how we're meant to be. We belong with the Lord. That's where we came from. God created us. God gave us life. If we return to him, it's just like coming home. That's where we belong. And it's a glorious thing. You ask anybody who's been saved, anybody who's come to faith, the day that they believed was the day that they knew they were at home. They knew they didn't need to go wandering from one thing to the next. What's the meaning of this? What's the purpose of this? They knew when they came to Christ, I'm home. I don't need to go anywhere else. So, dear friends, listen to the words of God calling to you as individuals. Return unto the Lord. He is waiting. If you seek him, he may still be found. It's never too late, no matter how much time you've wasted. These are the gracious words of the living God to each and every one of us. And if you turn this day, he will receive you. He will have mercy upon you. He will abundantly pardon. These words of the prophet Isaiah, 700 years before the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, are so relevant and so appropriate to each and every one of us this day in 2019. May the Lord bless these words. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, our gracious God and our loving Heavenly Father. Oh, dear Lord, How dare we resist such a gospel call? How dare we may entertain thoughts of leaving this place, being unaffected, and returning to the things of the world? O Lord, let us return unto Thee. Let us return home, as it were, to the God of our salvation, the God of our creation. Grant us each one faith in Christ. Bless us and save us, we pray. We ask all these things in our Saviour's name and for His sake. Amen.